KORN News Radio Sports, Monday, November 17th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. South Dakota State women's basketball continue their hot start to the season with a 95-71 win over Montana Saturday night in Rapid City. The Jackrabbits shot 56% from the field and had five players score in double figures. Brooklyn Meyer once again led the way with 25 points and 11 rebounds. The Jackrabbit women are now 4-0 on the season. They have another tough test this week as they face Gonzaga Thursday night. It'll be at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls at 7 o'clock. South Dakota State Wrestling opened up their dual season with a 46-0 shutout over Augustana on Friday night. The Jackrabbits didn't give up a single takedown all evening, with the multiple wrestlers earning tech falls and major decisions. SDSU Wrestling is ranked 17th in the country in the preseason Top 25 Coaches poll. They'll be at number 9 Minnesota next Tuesday, November 25th at 7 p.m. SDSU Women's Soccer would lose 1-0 on Friday night at Iowa in the first round of the NCAA tournament. The Hawkeyes would score their only goal of the match just 3 minutes in. SDSU Soccer ends their season with a 13-3-6 overall record. SDSU men's basketball back at home tonight to hosting Peru State at 7 o'clock. Jackrabbit men are 2-2 on the year, coming off an 83-69 loss on Wednesday nights at Oregon. SDSU volleyball ends the regular season tomorrow night. They host North Dakota at 7. Jackrabbit volleyball 21-3 on the year. They're 15-0 in the Summit League and have already clinched the number one seed heading into the Summit League volleyball tournaments. And SDSU's Cody Larson has earned a spot at the NCAA Cross Country Championships. The Brookings native secured his bid by finishing 13th at the Midwest Regional with a 10K time of 30 minutes, 37 seconds. Earlier this season, Larson won the Summit League Men's Conference Championship, setting a personal best of 23 minutes, 15 seconds. Larson will compete Saturday in Columbia, Missouri against the nation's top runners. USD women's basketball pulled off its second straight last-second win, beating Idaho State yesterday 64-63. With just under 3 seconds left, Angela Robles hit a buzzer-beater three at the top of the key to give the Coyote women the victory. She led USD with 14 points, while Jenna Hopp scored a career-high 13. USD women are now 5-0 on the season as they host Valparaiso, coming up Friday night at 7 p.m. USD men's basketball closed out an 83-78 home win over Western Michigan on Sunday with an 11-0 run in the final 4 minutes. USD freshman Uza Booten had a career-high 19 points, including 5 three-pointers. Isaac Bruins had 16 points. USD men are now 3-2 on the year. They'll hit the road Thursday as they travel to Missouri at 7 p.m. And USD volleyball would win a five-setter at Oral Roberts on Saturday. Coyotes were led by their dominant middles. Morgan Bodie had 13 kills, while Amanda Lotion had 11 kills and 8 blocks. With that win, USD volleyball now 19-9 on the year, 11-4 in the Summit League. Coyotes return home tomorrow night to face North Dakota State in their final match of the regular season. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.